In Northwest News on KPLU, military bases and nearby communities in Washington state are bracing for word from the Department of Defense. The agency is expected to announce details this week about how many soldiers it will cut at specific bases across the country. KPLU's Ashley Gross has more.
11 state agencies in Washington have been working together for the past month to come up with a plan for how to respond to the force reductions. Governor Jay Inslee said in a recent statement the Department of Defense has considered cuts of as many as 11,000 soldiers and civilian workers at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Brian Bonlander heads the state's Department of Commerce and is leading the subcabinet on military downsizing. He says communities that are near military bases are concerned, but are trying to get ready.
It's very much of a sort of shoulder to the wheel type attitude right now. So I think in that sense, people are feeling good about being prepared. But there appropriately is a certain amount of worry.
Bonlander says the agencies are working on plans for how to help soldiers find new jobs or continue their schooling. They're also brainstorming ways to help communities weather the economic impact. The state says Washington ranks in the top 10 states for military spending. Defense dollars represented more than 3% of the state's economy in 2013. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.